two of the three Republicans in the Attorney General's race are in a tough spot. They both served under Governor Charlie Crist, who's not exactly winning popularity contests among the party faithful these days. Jeff Kottkamp is the state's lieutenant governor. He says he's always been a rock-solid conservative.
I've continued to fight for the same principles I fought for my whole life. I've been active in the Republican Party for 30 years. The people that know me know my track record.
Former Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Holly Benson makes much the same argument.
I believe that voters will continue to judge me by my record. I have remained true to my conservative principles of less government, lower taxes, less regulation, more freedom.
And this game of who's Republican enough has caught up to Hillsborough County Assistant State Attorney Pam Bondi. She's been criticized for not voting in the 2000 primary and for being registered as a Democrat in the 1980s and 90s.
Frankly, political party never mattered that much to me when I was younger. I voted on my values. And now I have changed my party over a decade ago to be a Republican, and I supported Ronald Reagan, I supported Jeb Bush.
All three support a lot of what Bill McCollum has done as Attorney General, such as the lawsuit challenging the federal health care overhaul. Here's Kottkamp.
The legislation passed on health care violates the Constitution, and the Attorney General of Florida has a legal obligation to challenge it, to fight for the people of Florida, to fight for the freedom of the people of Florida.
Kottkamp says the federal government cannot require people to buy health insurance. Bondi agrees.
The Democrats have tried to compare it to Medicare. Well, we know that Medicare is primarily through payroll deductions, and you do not have to participate in it. That's the difference.
They also support McCollum on Arizona's immigration law, saying Arizona had to step in because the federal government has failed to stop illegal immigration. Benson says she expects a similar law to pass in Florida.
I've heard from voters all across the state that they are very concerned. If the federal government is not going to enforce immigration policy, they depend on the state of Florida to uphold immigration laws.
Bondi wants to review any Arizona-style law to protect against racial profiling and arbitrary police stops. For Kottkamp, though, it's more about the money.
The taxpayers of Florida are incurring millions of dollars in expenses every year in our jails, in our emergency rooms, because the federal government is failing to secure our borders. So I think we should sue the federal government and get the taxpayers' money back. If the federal government is not going to secure our border, they should at least pay for their failure to do so.
Kottkamp and Benson are Tallahassee insiders who say that experience has prepared them for the Attorney General's office. Kottkamp is a Cape Coral lawyer who served three terms in the state house before Crist picked him to be lieutenant governor. Benson, a native of Pensacola, also served 6 years in the house before she resigned to become secretary of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation and later the Agency for Healthcare Administration. She left that job to hit the campaign trail. Meanwhile, Bondi touts herself as the outsider, a career prosecutor in Tampa who has worked as an assistant state attorney for 18 years and has never held elected office. She also pops up on cable TV from time to time.
Emphatically denied this accusation. Joining me now with analysis are prosecutor, Florida Attorney General candidate Pam Bondi and defense attorney.
That was several weeks ago with Fox News' Sean Hannity. Many analysts consider her a favorite among Tea Party voters. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Carson Cooper in Tampa.